In the first stage, we contemplate and deeply think how countless mother living beings are experiencing the cycle of the sufferings of birth, sickening, aging and death, continually in life after life without end. It's a cycle. And they're experiencing it continually in life after life without end. My mother just got born. Then she's sick. She's getting old. And then she died. Born again. Sick. Old. Died. Like this. Again and again and again without cessation. So Geshe says, we should remember the detailed explanation in the book Modern Buddhism. Then, this means of the sufferings of birth, sickness, aging and death. Then we generate a strong wish to liberate all of them permanently from this suffering. Previously, we developed a strong wish to protect ourselves permanently from various suffering states. Now, observing others, observing our kind mothers, we develop a strong wish to liberate them permanently. Pull them out of the rivers. Rescue them from these currents of the four powerful rivers. This wish is compassion for all living beings. To fulfill this wish, we make the strong determination to attain enlightenment. This determination is the compassionate mind of bodhicitta. We then meditate on this determination continually until we maintain our determination day and night without ever forgetting. So just by reflecting the condition of mother living beings being swept along by the currents of the four powerful rivers, birth, sickness, aging, reflecting, feeling their suffering, like we did, like we felt the suffering of hell in the previous session, feel their suffering. You know, sometimes Geshe used the example of a balloon in the wind. A balloon in the wind. What control can a balloon have over where it's going and what's happening to it in a strong wind? What control do living beings have? We don't have any control. We think we're in control. How can we have control when we're being swept along life after life by the currents of these four powerful rivers? So then we develop a compassionate wish to free them. And then we say, how can I do that? Only a Buddha can do this. I'm going to become a Buddha. I'm going to fulfill the real purpose of taking this human life. In the second stage, we contemplate how all mother living beings are tightly bound by the chains of karma. Again, another really powerful analogy. So you put all these together. Jessen Karpa says, swept along by the currents of the four powerful rivers, tightly bound by the chains of karma, so hard to release, ensnared within the iron net of self-grasping, completely enveloped in the pitch-black darkness of ignorance, taking rebirth after rebirth in boundless samsara and unceasingly tormented by the three sufferings. Any one of those is hardcore. But when you put it all together, they're chained. They're bound, they're inside this net, pitch black, being swept along. Just go there, go into that metaphor with your imagination. Feel the helplessness, feel the pain, feel the frustration, feel the suffering. So in the second stage, we contemplate how all mother living beings are tightly bound by the chains of karma. The non-virtuous actions they have performed out of attachment, anger, or ignorance, and that cause them never to be free from suffering and problems. They have within their mind stream limitless seeds, potentials from non-virtuous actions they have committed life after life after life. Due to these ripening, Geshe says, cause them never to be free from suffering and problems. You know, I don't know, in our culture, in England, for example, on the whole, people, we can say, put on a brave face. Hi, how are you? I'm fine, thanks. They're not. They're not. They're never free from suffering, they're never free from problems. We learn perhaps in some cultures to bear our suffering gracefully, but we're never free. Geshe-la's not wrong here. So we generate a sincere wish to release all of them from these chains permanently, which is compassion. Break the chains of karma that's binding them so tightly. They let him know they've got this problem, let alone how to get out. We know that if we don't help them, who will? So we think, I'm going to do that. But right now, I don't have much power. I have some compassion for them, but I don't have much power. Who has that kind of power? Only an enlightened being. To fulfill this wish, we make a strong determination to attain enlightenment. This determination is bodhicitta. We then meditate on this determination continually and maintain our determination day and night without ever forgetting it.